The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Be Jemine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for triple X movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Beck, head of cardiology.
You have to operate immediately, otherwise she will die.
Doctor knows what he's doing. He'll be fine, sweetheart.
Hi, Sophie. How are you feeling today?
Thank you for saving my life.
What was he doing?
He was just changing my bandage.
Was there a female nurse present when he was doing that?
No, should there be?
Yeah.
I just love you, Dr. Beck.
You know, sometimes I get the feeling he's like hitting on you or something.
What?
I can't socialize with my patients. If I do, I could lose my license. Hi, Sophie. Can I talk to you?
What are you doing here?
Dad, he was looking at me like he had a crush on me.
We should get a new doctor.
How did you know I like this kind of doll?
I just saw it and I thought you'd like it.
Did you tell Dr. Beck that Sophie collects dolls?
No.
The only way he would know is if he's looking in my bedroom window in the middle of the night.
I think we should get a restraining order.
And ruin this guy's career?
It's natural for patients to idolize their doctors.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Must Listen To Weekly Tubi Podcast, the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, right here at the Super Network at supermarcy.com. I am one of your lovely hosts, Super Marcy, and I'm joined by my regular co-hosts. First of all, I'll introduce the one who is terrible, Bede Jemine. Hello, Bede. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing all right. Just adjusting to life as a kitten mummy. But
indeed.
Other than that, pretty good. And
awesome.
We are also joined by the one and only Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Good day. How are you guys doing?
We are good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
But you have a special guest, Batch.
Yeah, in the studio for I Am Not Alone. Like, you guys should feel blessed, because for 7 years, I've been trying to get this lady on a podcast, and she said, hell no. But then I showed her the trailer to what we're watching tonight. And join with us for the first time ever, making her podcast debut, woo! Mrs. Batch, Kirsten Gerhardt.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome, welcome. I'm so excited we get Mrs. Professor Batch.
Did I build you up enough, or did you need a bigger intro?
You did a really good job.
I think you got some points there, Batch.
Nice. Hey, now.
Heyo!
And I can't blame you either for wanting to come on this podcast based on the trailer, because we have quite the doozy of a movie tonight, Marcy, and this is one you picked. So tell us, what is the film you picked for this episode of Tubi Tuesday?
All right. So yeah, this week it was my pick, and I can't remember what I picked last time, but I needed to have something that was epic. And
it's no Night Killer.
It is not Night Killer, thankfully, no. So actually, since that podcast, Bede and I have rewatched Night Killer, and it makes even less sense watching it again. But anyway, in the last few weeks, I found out about a movie series from Lifetime called Stalked by My Doctor, starring Eric Roberts. And Bede and I have watched Stalked by My Doctor, Stalked by My Doctor, The Return, and Stalked by My Doctor, A Patient's Revenge. And there is one more film to watch in the series for us, but it has easily become one of my favorite film series. So I had to introduce us all to the first one, Stalked by My Doctor, which is available on Tubi and also Prime Video, I believe.
So indeed. where does this fit in the Tubi cinematic universe that we're building?
Ooh.
I think Eric Roberts' doctor was the doctor of the main character from Night Killer.
Okay, I'll allow that.
I think we should do that with every episode. Try to tie in back whatever movie we're watching to the previous episode, how it fits in the Tubi cinematic universe.
Then someone needs to do a supercut of just linking it all together. So.
Yes.
Exactly. We'll leave that to our fans on the podcast.
I see the Eric Roberts Dr. Beck as like the villain of the Tubi cinematic universe.
Okay.
He's the Loki of this universe.
He is. All right, we're going to get started very soon. I'm so excited.
So, Kirsten, do you have any expectations for this film? This is your first Tubi Tuesday sitting in.
I have no expectations whatsoever, just looking to enjoy it.
Oh, you will.
You came to the wrong show. We don't do that here. We don't enjoy films.
It's okay to enjoy a crappy film.
Only when I pick them. No, I'm kidding. But guaranteed, this is going to be awesome.
We are the number one Tubi podcast.
Yes.
Hosted.
Exactly.
By two Australians and a Canadian.
Yes.
Exactly. And the number one best Tubi related podcast that is called Tubi Tuesdays. Just say.
Tubi
Putting
fair.
It out there. Tubi fair.
Tubi fair. Bede, do you want to just run us down the way that people can listen to the audio commentary while watching the film if they so desire to do so?
Indeed. So we're going to be watching the movie from the very start. So if you've got the audio commentary, I'm going to count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film that you're watching. Although I'm pretty sure the commentary will still be a lot of fun regardless if you have the movie or not. So basically all you need to do is find the movie on YouTube and...
YouTube?
Sorry.
Tubi. Who's watching movies on YouTube?
Sorry, Tubi. I feel very shameful in saying that. So basically, listeners, to sum it all up, go to Tubi and I'll count us down from five. When I say go, play the movie and that way our commentary is in sync with the... with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do tend to play ads at multiple times throughout the film. Like, sometimes they will, and sometimes they don't, so we will not know which one we're going to get with this film. And sometimes, since we're watching it from different parts of the world, sometimes the ads will play at different times. So, but if they do happen, we'll let you all know. So that way, when we shout out ad, that's when you pause the film. And then once we say that the ad is finished, that's when you can restart the film. So let's get right to it. So is everybody ready?
Ready.
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 I was born ready.
All right. Let's do this. I'll count us down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off with right jazz away, music.
I'm stealing your catchphrase. I'm scared.
You should be.
Well, we're here for Eric Roberts, who is a treasure.
How have we not done an Eric Roberts film until episode 17 of Tubi Tuesdays?
To be fair, Marcy.
To be fair,
I have been campaigning for an Eric Roberts movie ever since the very beginning, because I believe with Tubi Tuesday, there are certain kind of people and subgenres of film that we need to tackle at some point through this episode. So I'm really happy that we're finally doing an Eric Roberts film, and it's this one.
And he's a hard 30 in this movie.
Exactly.
To steal one of Batch's catchphrases.
he's a hard 47.
Oh, Eric Roberts.
Well, Eric Roberts isn't talking to his date. He's on the phone to his manager saying yes to 10 more films that he's shooting that weekend.
He's booking in the sequel.
Exactly. And the sequel after that.
And the sequel after that.
I'm convinced.
How much do you think Lifetime is paying him for these movies?
$5?
A lot.
Maybe they just were like, all right, Eric, we'll just pay you in copious amounts of weed.
Indeed. Now, rage driving.
Muttering furiously.
To put this in context, Eric Roberts plays a doctor, and he's a bit of an incel, where, I don't know, he's as you said, he's a hard 47, and I'm sort of convinced his character might be a virgin, and he just can't get women, despite the fact he's Eric Roberts.
Indeed.
And he gets very stalkerish and obsessive tendencies for underage girls. And he has the worst incel behavior, and it's traumatizing if you're a woman and you've ever been on a dating app and there was a guy that you didn't particularly like and you just get all the abuse. That's this movie.
We kind of met on a dating app.
Yep.
Oh, did you? Were you like, how dare you not talk to me? I'm going to block you from my apps.
Then I found her on another one. Yeah. Am I Eric Roberts?
So I said, I didn't contact him back on the first one. And then he messaged me on a different site.
Oh.
I thought, well, he's messaged me again. I got to be interested.
Oh. That you are Eric Roberts. To be fair, I'm pretty sure I've met like everyone I've gone out with on an app or in some online way. So I can't talk either.
If I am the podcast Eric Roberts, that means I'm going to be on 30 different podcasts this year. So I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll be on like 30 in the next like 2 days.
Yep.
Yeah. And you'll just get paid in copious amounts of weed.
I'm all right with that.
Well, the director who made this movie, Doug Campbell.
Oh, be with the facts. Like, take your drinks, people. Yeah.
Yes, I'm about to level some facts. He wrote and directed the next two sequels, Car Accident.
that they are kind of like a car accident.
Yes, but he also likes stalking because besides the next two sequels that he wrote and directed, he also made Stalked by My Neighbor, Stalked by My Mother, The Stalker Club.
What sort of a movie?
I stalked at 17.
What sort of a movie is Stalked by My Mother? That scares me.
I don't know.
Working, he means he's about to jerk off.
I would be concerned that Eric Roberts would probably be jerking off in this scene. I mean, the character he's playing would.
And the only bit of trivia on this film, and again, I'm leveling down some more trivia. This is from IMDb, is Dr. Albert Beck was listed among TV Guide's 50 most memorable villains in the July 15, 2016 issue.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting, given that the movie only came out like the year before, to be at least in the top 50 memorable villains.
Well, that's because he's so freaking good.
Indeed.
I mean, this girl...
This is the first Lifetime movie I've actually ever seen.
The girl is like... She's in the ER after an accident. He's like, so do you like sushi?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Oh, what if she didn't? Like, there goes your date idea, man. I don't know.
He was in the Three Human Centipede movie, right?
Hey, Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he is. I've never seen any of those movies, but I think he is the third one.
I don't think I've seen the third one.
I think there may be on Tubi, so that may be a future podcast.
Ugh. Well, to be fair, Eric Roberts is in the first Expendables movies.
He is in the first one,
but he's not in the sequels, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's good that he's in that. Yes, he is in the third Human Centipede movie. And I hope he would be playing this character.
This is probably where they got the idea for this movie. Was like, we saw you in Human Centipede 3, we're going to build a movie based around your character from that movie.
And unfortunately, I have seen some Lifetime movies, but this is definitely, like, top tier. Especially when you get into, like, number three in this series, where they do this whole La La Land musical montage thing.
A legit, like, homage La La Land in the third movie in one sequence. And even shoot it at the exact same location where that sequence was shot.
These are very self-aware films.
Yeah. I mean, I think the series definitely gets more self-aware as it goes along. I think with this first film, though, they definitely do play it straight, but you can definitely get a tinge of there's a slight self-awareness, but it becomes more apparent as the films go on.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, why that the writer-director is obsessed with stalking, but he should not make any stalker movies without Eric Roberts.
I just like how the girl's boyfriend is still, like, holed up in bed with blood all over his face. Nobody's come here to clean him up or anything like that.
What a bad hospital. How dare they?
Well, it is an American hospital.
So I was going to say, it's in America. Maybe they're waiting for his insurance.
And he just throws the boyfriend's phone in the bin because he was texting while driving. Not, actually, not just the bin. It was the toxic waste bin.
Yeah. The dad is really weird in this film.
Oh, yeah.
This
you'll see it.
Because, like, the character of Dr. Beck is, like, a massive raging incel, it just feels a little bit too topical for the last few years.
Yeah.
Which freaks me out just a little bit. Now, I know this beginning is a bit sort of, you know, whatever, but it does get, you know, better.
It gets weirder and creepier.
This is just the setup where the doctor becomes obsessed with the patient who's, I think, meant to be 17 because he saves her.
Yep.
He feels like there's a connection and he's in love with her and she's barely said, like, two words to her. It's amazing.
Indeed. Oh my gosh, Eric Roberts is coming towards us. Let's run.
Maybe he's got our weed. I swear Eric Roberts has looked the same for, like, 30 years.
He does. Like, he hasn't changed at all since The Dark Knight.
The dude just doesn't, like, he ages very slowly because he still looks the same. I needed Eric Roberts resurgence.
Exactly. Although it's hard to find time for him to find a resurgence when he makes like 40 million movies in a week.
He can't have a comeback when he won't go away.
Clever.
Although he does appear. Oh, no.
This isn't creepy at all.
No, I'm a doctor. I'm doing an examination.
He's got to examine her mouth.
Also, yeah, Parker, no!
Oh, no!
He's kissing her while she's asleep.
Disney, this is why you're evil with all your men kissing unconscious women.
This is the weirdest remake of Sleeping Beauty ever.
I've got an erection. The parents can come in now.
Oh, no, Eric Roberts is over.
I'm too Eric scared Roberts. To go to a hospital.
You never know what happens when you're asleep in hospital.
It is my biggest fear.
Are we sure that's the girl's mum? It looks like her sister.
Hey, you just made out with his underage daughter. Oh, I'll just give you a hug. My God. Oh.
Your daughter's a better catcher.
He really didn't want that from the mum, did he?
She's too old for me.
He needs him to be a hard 15, otherwise he ain't going for you.
He just realizes they use the same lip gloss and he's kind of grossed out.
Wow, she's got a bump on her head from open heart surgery.
How's that work?
I thought she'd look a lot worse.
She looks like Paul Walker in Tabby and the T-Rex, like gets attacked by animals and then he looks fine the next day.
He was mauled by the lions, but there was nothing on him. It was amazing.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, got makeup on.
I dreamt I was in a movie with Eric Roberts. Oh, wait.
No!
And now she's like, I think she asks about her boyfriend because she remembers someone kissing her. Yep.
It was the dog that was kissing you.
Ew.
That's the next movie, Stalked by Air Bud.
Yes. Combine the franchises together.
Well, I'm pretty sure the fourth Stalked by My Doctor movie crosses over with a different franchise of films. I don't know what they were, though. I think it was a Sleepwalking series.
So basically, like, there's a Lifetime cinematic universe.
There is.
Out there.
Where it's Christmas romantic movies 90% of the time than this.
And they're all in the same town and all the same characters interact with each other.
That's definitely.
So by the seventh one, the evil doctor has to find the spirit of Christmas.
Yes. In a TV movie. Coming, maybe it's come out already. It's called Mummy's Deadly Con Artist. And Eric Roberts plays another doctor, but not this doctor.
Yeah, but what's the point then? He should play a doctor in all the same doctor in all the Lifetime movies.
Wait a minute. There's another one called Just What My Doctor Ordered. It's the fifth one.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I am excited.
So it looks like you're going to be on at least four more podcasts. Huh?
Yeah, it does look that way.
every time I'm having a pick, it's just the next Stalked by My Doctor movie. I'm trying to find.
Now we see Dr. Beck out on another date.
This is how he goes on a date, and you're just like, mate, I'm so confused as to why you're not married, dude.
Yeah, I'm rich.
She's too old for him.
Yeah. Oh, she's definitely too old for him.
She's like 19. It's like, that's 2 years way too far for me.
Yeah,
you need to be at least about 16, 17.
I mean, she herself is a hard 35. That's like way too old for him.
Yes.
So, yeah, Stalked by My Doctor 4... is a crossover with a movie called Sleepwalking in Suburbia.
Ah.
Because it is a sleepwalker's nightmare, I think the subtitle is.
Yep. And we have to watch that movie.
And I'm thinking...
Well, let's watch a ball.
This is like his, you know, first date with someone, and he's basically asking her to marry him, basically, and move away.
This reminds me of my dating life.
Oh, do you go? Now, are you like, look at my house in Mexico? Do you want to move there with me?
Totally, I do have a house in Mexico. Do you? Don't you remember me telling you about that, Marcy?
And when you go on a first date, you just go, can you move in with me?
Yes. Not really, but
what's amazing is sorry. But what I love is that the character just doesn't realize this is not appropriate for a first date.
It definitely isn't. Like, this movie could easily be like a how not to guide to what to do on a first date.
Well, yeah.
Oh, she called him crazy.
Yep, he don't like that.
I'm not crazy. It's my sister Julie who's crazy.
And my daughter Emma.
Oh! He just called her a fat ass bitch.
That's never happened to any woman ever. When turning down a man.
He's turning up his acting to 11.
He's gutting for that Emmy.
Yes. I was going to say, on the Nick Cage rage scale, this is a 8 at least.
Yes. Here comes my favorite line coming up.
Yes. I reckon the fanatic borrowed this line.
Yes.
Wait for it.
I'm not interested.
I'm unfriending you.
I'm unfriending you.
You know, half the people in that restaurant go, he's here 5 times a week. This is the best restaurant ever. He does this every night.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If you look in the background, you obviously see some people just eating popcorn throughout that whole scene. It's like, oh, well, he's about to do it again. Let's watch.
And I kind of want to go on a date with Dr. Beck because I want to have that kind of outburst.
Yes.
That's a surefire way to be like, yeah, I'll come back to your house for coffee. Wink, wink.
Dr. Beck.
Do you know any doctors like Dr. Beck?
I do not know any doctors like Dr. Beck, thank God. It would make my job very, very difficult.
I think you'd be like, HR, the doctor is stalking everyone.
I was going to say, how many movies like Eric Roberts, because I'm on his IMDb page right now to see how many movies he comes out in this year, and legit has at least 10 movies being scheduled for release, and then all the rest is post-production, and another 30 after that in post-production.
I would not fucking be surprised.
Eric Roberts does not believe in COVID.
Exactly.
Eric Roberts has weed to buy, people. I don't know, I'm just saying.
He and Rob Van Dam should team up for a movie.
That'd be the best movie.
That'd be my dream movie.
I wouldn't be surprised if they already have and we just don't even know about it yet. Ew, no!
I don't like this scene and it makes me uncomfortable.
I'm just gonna clean up your scar.
Ew.
This doesn't turn me on at all.
Don't make it even more gross, Bede.
Marcia, I haven't seen someone so turned on by a scar since James Spader in Crash.
Ew! I do like could be it. Worse.
Eric Roberts' role could have been played by Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, no.
You're a doctor! Dr. Beck!
I'm gonna put the ointment on you!
Yeah, I want to see that movie.
Yes. He needs to star in the remake for HBO Max.
Yes.
Oh my God. This is grossing me out.
Four Stalked by My Doctor movies. I think they should just legit make a TV series and just in every episode he's just stalking someone new.
It should be the new soap opera. Forget Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, whatever they are. It just have Stalked by My Doctor, every day at noon.
Nothing suspicious in here. I was just reciting lines with your daughter for my next movie that I'm shooting in 40 minutes.
He wasn't fondling her boobs.
Thanks for cock-blocking me, Mom.
Exactly.
I still reckon they're sisters. I mean, I think the mum's the younger sister.
Yes.
There's no way she's her mum.
I'm still blown away that there is actually a fifth film in this series.
I didn't even know there was a fifth film. I suppose since they went with a different title, like, it was probably...
Yeah, and like, it... I think it came out this year. Yeah, it only came out a few weeks ago.
Ooh. We need to watch it now.
Yes, I need to watch the next two.
In the upcoming ninth film, he fights Mega Shark.
Mega Shark.
Which one was he in? Wasn't he in one of those?
Oh, he was in Sharktopus.
Yes! Sharktopus. That's right. I did watch that for whatever reason.
Same with Ralph Garman.
Yes.
Look, he's in love with her from having a 2-second convo with her and touching her boobies.
That's like, going to the bank.
Dude, she's 17!
Go buy trophies out.
And that's his broken leg, apparently.
And that's some fake video game plan.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, for someone who was in a car crash, it was like she got more damage than he did.
Wouldn't his leg be in a cast if it was broken?
Well, to be fair.
To be fair!
take a drink every time one of us says to be fair. It has been a few weeks, so she's been in hospital for at least a few weeks now.
You're the expert. Would his leg be in a cast?
Sorry?
You're the expert. Would his leg be in a cast?
Yeah, his leg would definitely be in a cast. See? And then he would leave not a physio afterwards.
Yeah. See, we've got the medical expert on the podcast for the medical stuff.
I just want to know how accurate this movie is to the medical profession.
Not at all, probably.
If I'm an expert, you're a medical professional.
Although, is it just me, or does it look like he's just got hickeys on his neck?
Does. It looks like he's got hickeys on his
it
neck.
It does.
It's the same hickeys she has on her forehead.
I'll give the movie this. The scarring makeup is 100% better than Night Killer.
Yes.
That guy in that movie, the guy's scar on his face, it looked like the makeup was peeling off.
See, you know, that's how you know it was good.
Yeah.
That's when you know that Night Killer is the best movie we've ever done for this show.
You're welcome.
We need to find Bede the DVD.
Yes, I buy that.
Or the Blu-ray, sorry.
I'm tracking that Blu-ray down.
Apparently there's like an interview with the director on it. I mean, what could he say about that movie?
What are you going to do?
I just need to tell you that you're not actually my daughter. You're really my mother. Afford a house this big.
It's a hardship.
I mean, I know doctors get paid really well, but that house is like huge.
Yeah, but he's like a really famous like heart surgeon, so maybe. Bede,
How is he brainwashed through this quickly?
I believe it is
creepy.
He's Eric Roberts. He has that magnetism about him that you just can't help but like be lured in and want to be like, hello.
Look, to be fair.
Look
at the tie he's wearing. Wouldn't you go visit him if he was wearing that tie?
This is Eric Roberts' actual house.
It probably is.
You wanna see my marijuana den?
Marijuana den.
I could imagine Eric Roberts would just say marijuana and not dope or joints and stuff like that.
He's very sophisticated. Ew. Oh, he's dreaming.
That was a dream.
And we're all relieved slightly.
Thank goodness.
What's with that ring?
I don't know.
I have no... I don't know. Maybe he secretly keeps the roofies in there. That's why it's so big. Oh, he's got to spray his breath.
Does anyone even carry around those things anymore? I know everyone used to, but they don't anymore.
If it had THC in it, yes.
Yeah, it's the same.
We sell those.
Yes.
That's probably what he's like legit high as in the scene. It's like, I better get my... Gotta get my mouth here. See, this is how the motherfucker does it.
See, now...
Speaking of which...
I'll give this film credit. Right. The mum, or as B thinks it's the younger sister, picks up on the creepo vibes where no one else does.
She doesn't say anything, so that means she's kind of into it.
She's like, he was looking at you.
She was probably thinking, well, doctor, if you're going to have sex with my daughter, you might as well have sex with me too.
That's how it works, right? There's videos on the internet like that, I've heard.
Exactly.
Allegedly,
yes. Allegedly. Allegedly. I like that the mum's like, you need to stop, maybe you need to wear less revealing clothes around that doctor.
Victim blaming.
Indeed. Well, I'm gonna get the feeling like he's gonna take that card home and he's just gonna basically like read it every single night before he goes to sleep.
Oh, he probably like, jerked off into it. Let's be real.
Ew. No.
It's true.
No.
Well,
that's what the bear's for.
Ew.
No.
That's something my dog would do. That's why we don't give him plush animals.
That teddy bear wasn't a sex toy before, but it is now.
Ew.
You don't want to know what size of teddy bear he has in his marijuana den.
Nope. He's coming soon to Eric Roberts' OnlyFans.
Shocked like the girl. I keep forgetting her name. What was her name again?
What, the girl?
Sophie.
Yes. In this movie, yes, the girl that she's stalking, Sophie, like, how can she not notice him across the road? It's like the car was all lit up. I'm pretty sure if you looked over, it's like, oh, there's my doctor across the road watching me.
She's playing silly.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever. Dr. Beck. Wow, what a coincidence.
I know, me.
Now, excuse me, I'm about to do something very illegal.
Look at that hair.
I wish I had hair that like Eric Roberts.
Unfortunately, you don't have any at all.
I know, and it makes me sad.
You need to get that as a wig.
Yes. I'm just going to dress up as Eric Roberts for Halloween one year.
So, as what Patreon tier is the Eric Roberts doctor costume for Bede?
It's going to be our 20th tier. And not only that, I'm going to actually wear an Eric Roberts mask, and this is going to be me wearing, like, a piece of leather over my face.
Can we get a campaign going to get you to wear an Eric Roberts tracksuit?
Yes.
I don't think such a thing exists, but I hope.
I mean, if if there's a Nicolas Cage and a John Travolta one out there, there has to be one of Eric Roberts. Because Eric Roberts does have his own little cult following too, so... there's got to be one out there somewhere. If not, I'll make one.
I think we need to make one.
And it's just going to be like all the images from this movie.
Yes. Oops, he's creeping around. Look at that face! Yeah.
If that face doesn't scream, I'm a creep, then run away?
All this movie needs is Eric Roberts to, like, ring her up and be like, Sophie.
Don't mind me, I'm on this, did a spit take just then.
I still am obsessed with Night Killer's Melanie.
So Eric Roberts needs to be the husband in the remake of Night Killer?
Yes.
Yes.
Could you imagine him trying to save someone from a drug overdose by drowning them in the ocean?
Yes. He would just imagine that it's his sister, Julia.
Oh, jeez.
That's without having a bigger career than me.
This is some exquisite acting right here.
I've got to give a shout out to a wonderful podcast called Eric Roberts is the Man, and they have covered these films on there, I believe.
Yes.
And I believe they will be covering the new one at some point soon, too.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So shout out to those guys.
How is it possible that Sophie's dad looks older than Eric Roberts? He looks like a corpse.
He's a hard 80.
Very much so.
And I like in this scene, it's like the Sophie and her mum, there's like, I think our Dr. Beck is creeping on me and being a stalker. And the dad's like, no, he's a hardworking doctor. He wouldn't do that. He's a good man. I'm like, dude.
A hell of a guy, eh? For some reason, the dad's Canadian now.
He's just like... This
was shot in Toronto.
But the dad's just like... I can't get over that he's just like, what are you talking about? No men are creeps. No, men power. It's like, fuck off.
Except for your boyfriend with the texting.
But how dare you have a boyfriend who uses his phone?
Now the dad's gone, they go see Dr. Beck, and then Eric Roberts is just so much lying through his teeth. And basically, the dad's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's totally convincing. Look at him.
Because he's Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts.
I was nominated for an Oscar, you know.
Eric Roberts makes so many films. Like, his acting chops are probably the best of all time.
It's entirely common for guys to freak out on a first date in a French restaurant just because they won't move in with you just because it's the first night you've seen them.
Exactly. I think we could easily get Eric Roberts to be on a TV Tuesdays podcast. All we have to do is, like, bribe him with a sandwich and maybe a joint, and he'll do it.
Him and RVD are my dream guests for 2B Tuesdays.
Yes. And it's got to be one of their movies. Actually, we'll do an RDV movie with
RDV?
Eric Roberts and then an Eric Roberts movie.
What's RDV?
RVD, sorry.
Although I was very excited when I made a tweet. And Rob Van Dam liked the tweet because I just watched the RVD, what's it called? The little documentary thing on the network. And I did comment that RVD is my dream guest for 2B Tuesdays, and he liked that tweet.
There we go.
We are noticed.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to the one episode we did where we watched this movie.
I like how the dad's convinced, like, basically, Dr. Beck basically tells him, it's like, oh, this happens to me all the time. All my patients, after I save their lives, fall in love with me. And I'm like, don't you find that at least a bit? I'm pretty sure that doesn't happen.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen.
And then the dad's like, okay, that makes sense.
He's a doctor. He knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, now, now, Dr. Beck, you're not going out to stalk your patients, are you?
Maybe.
I'm just going outside to stalk my patient.
I like how Lifetime channel movies look like they were shot in the same style as an episode of the OC. Like, this could be set in the same universe as the OC.
Probably. He's probably... He's probably who was responsible for Misha Barton's character dying on that show.
That is true.
I forgot the character's name.
And he took her to the hospital and took care of her.
Oh, no.
Now that Dexter's back, they need to cross over this with Dexter.
Oh, hell yeah. Only if Dr. Bex kills Dexter.
No. Never will happen.
This is not okay, by the way, what we're watching.
Ew, no! He's sniffing the doll's dress.
He's broken in the girl's house, snuck in her bedroom, and is smelling the clothes of her dolls.
What's worse is he's now smelling her bed. The sheets in her bed.
He's lying in
bed.
Which
is way worse than the doll's clothes.
Now he's cuddling the pillow, getting into her bed. He's probably going to hump the pillow.
Well, yeah. In his defense, it is cold in there.
he got a bit nipply.
And the bed looks really comfortable, and he wants to... Okay.
No, he's dreaming.
Oh. No!
Because this would totally happen.
It's like he fell in the bed. It's like I'm wrapping myself in there. Went out like a light.
Because her smell to him is so relaxing.
That is true. This is creepy.
I don't like it, and I'm scared.
I was just about to quote you right now, Marcy. I'm just going to take a quote out of your pages. I'm scared.
I don't, do something.
That's when now we know what the drinking games of this show are. So either I drop knowledge, notice something people don't notice, and
you're right there.
Oh, no, they're home. Sorry, I'm just composing myself.
Needs having a stroke.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to drink when someone's like, I'm scared, I don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
When someone's a hard 30.
When Batch says that, when he looks like a hard 30, that's when you drink.
And Beep.
When Marcy just looks angry at the movie.
Yeah.
Who's the fag? Dude, well, fix up the bed. They're going to know you've been there.
Jump out the window.
This is my number one fear. My doctor is just going to sneak in my room and go in my bed.
Burn the sheets.
Oh my god, he's in the closet. I forgot that this happened.
It's like, oh, my room's a bit of a mess in here. Girl, you were just in there before when you left and your bed was made. I'm pretty sure it would be suspicious coming home and finding it.
Well, you
a mess.
Think, right?
No, she's too busy, googly eyeing her boyfriend.
He looks like a hard 8.
He does look 8 years old.
He really freaking does!
That's a Canadian 12.
You're not kidding. He really is.
That's like second year old Degrassi.
Still look at Eric Roberts' peeking through the wardrobe.
Every time I go in my room, I'm just going to assume Eric Roberts is hiding in there.
You need to sneak an Eric Roberts cardboard standout in Marcy's closet.
Yes. I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do that next time I'm over when Marcy's not aware, and then just do that and then see her shocked when she just goes into a wardrobe.
Look, don't be surprised if you walk in and the cardboard cutout's on bed, on the bed.
Oh, no, he's like, he's enjoying this way too much. He's watching them do it.
No, he's very upset because he doesn't want her with someone else.
But I'm just going to jack off anyway.
Well, he probably does.
I'm just going to pretend it's me.
So she's got a cast on her arm, but the dude that has a broken leg doesn't have a cast on his leg.
Yep.
I mean, I broke a bone in my foot and I was in a cast for, 2 weeks before I went into the moon boot? Like, come on. We need some believability here.
This is a Lifetime Channel movie, Marcy. They're not allowed believability true. in these films.
True.
Sneak, 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 sneak.
Quickly now. Where did he... No, I don't know.
Did he get out of the... Well, he would have to get out of the room to go out the back door.
I don't know.
Thank goodness.
More like a garage than it did
yes.
the house.
Dr. I mean, Beck's tie all, game is amazing.
I mean, all they had to do was check the security footage and they would have seen him.
I'm quite obsessed with the ties he wears in this movie.
Nah, they shot all of his scenes in one day, so just to make it look like it was different days, they just had different ties for each scene. That's what I did when I was in Chicago, just to prove to establish that the different scenes I was in was in different time periods. I had different ties for each scene. And just wore the same suit. Because I was lazy. Yeah, excuse me, I'm just going to be very smoldering like a smoldering teenage boy right now.
I can't get over that this guy looks like he's 12. I don't like it.
Phone and...
Oh, stealing the phone.
He's scaring me.
I guess that was not the proper way to do physio.
Artistic license.
Amazing.
Too many dick pics on this phone. I should send them a dick pic of mine.
Look, as weird as this film is, the next one is so much better.
And the one after that, even more so. Because they pretty much up the insanity with each movie.
Mm-hmm. I like how sneaky he is, but it's also very freaking obvious.
He is very sneaky.
Of course, yeah, it can also, shows like how easy it is to kind of, pretend you could text somebody from their phone and to make sure, like, oh, they never see, just delete the text from your end.
Is that a thing?
Apparently, in this movie, it is.
Did you just call me the Bride of Frankenstein? Well, you don't have big hair, sorry.
Jeez. That is like the weirdest insult.
You should take, even if he did say it, she should just take it as like a badge of pride. I mean, who doesn't?
Oh my god, look at her little scar.
Yeah, great hair though.
What a freak.
Would she have that kind of a scar for heart surgery?
No.
I'm pretty sure the scar would be a bit higher if it was heart surgery. It'd be more. I mean, I'm not a medical professional, but I'm assuming it'd be more around the chest area.
Bede, you're not Eric Roberts. You don't know how it operates.
Eric Roberts learned how to be a doctor in 1 hour in prep for this movie.
Oh God, I thought the subtitle said Marcy Sex. It said Mercy, but I read it as Marcy. I'm like, whoa, what? Oh, shit.
Marcy's a knife right about now.
Shut up. Just because I'm RVD levels of high.
Yes. Let's go play soccer, even though that has never happened ever.
Why does their costume, I mean, jerseys, whatever you call them, look like Charlie Brown?
They look like the you know, like the heart monitors, like the doop doop doop. And obviously that was Roddy. Roddy Piper just walked past the screen in the background because that looked exactly like him.
Meanwhile, Eric Roberts' house.
I like how Eric Roberts doesn't even have a driveway. It's just a dirt road.
He's got those big steps, though. Oh, look, he's going to be attacked by a kid.
Would it be the first time he's been attacked by an 8-year-old?
This kid looks so young, I can't deal with it.
He does. As the movie goes on, he gets younger and younger. By the end of this movie, he's going to be at least a toddler.
Out of everything in this movie, the thing that creeps me out the most is the kid.
I just like to watch you guys.
No!
It's an edited subplot. I just
want to watch you guys.
He's got... The boyfriend has Benjamin Button disease.
Wait, he's that cane.
Yeah, you smack him up.
Good thing he's using that cane on the wrong side.
Right? Oh!
See, Eric Roberts is being a dick right now. He's, like, attacking a handicapped person.
He's just like, I'm gonna re-break that leg.
I'm just Jackson, disturbed a bit.
Does this hurt? I'll give you a purple ripple next.
I'm just a little disturbed that this guy is just wearing shorts that short.
Fuck your cane.
Oh, he threw the cane. Bede, was it the second movie with the STI tests? Not this one?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it was the STI test in the second movie.
Right. I thought it was this one, but I'm like, no, I don't think so. And now they're probably wondering what the hell. His legs
How
are
How is he driving with a leg like that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Come on, Lifetime. Yo. Up your medical budget. Seriously.
Yo, Bride of Frankenstein, what a doer.
But, like, you'd expect that kind of insult from someone like Eric Roberts, because he's older, not from like a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah, because kids his age would be like, what's Bride of Frankenstein? I mean, if Peter Parker from the MCU Spider-Man films be like, what's... doesn't even know the names of the Empire Strikes Back and Alien, then I'm pretty sure this kid would know what Bride of Frankenstein would be.
Yeah, true, right?
Mm.
And he's just randomly showing up while they're shopping. You're not sus at all, mate.
Hi, Sophie. I'm just sniffing here. I wasn't following you.
He just comes to sniff the women's clothes.
Yes.
Even that grossed me out.
Now excuse me, I'm gonna go feel up some bras.
No. Someone give him a red dress from the room.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh no, he bought her a doll.
It's what I've always wanted from my doctor.
How did you know I like this type of doll? Well, I broke into your room and oh whoops, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
But it smells nice. I sniffed it myself.
Yes.
This doll cost me $500. And I like how he's cradling it like a baby.
He's not cradling it like a baby anymore.
Nope. He pissed off.
Oh my god.
look at this acting. It's
yeah, he's beautiful. Taking all of his frustrations on his sister Julia onto that doll.
Oh, jeez. Do they get along now, or what's the story?
They get along, but they do get along now, but there was a time they did have a falling out because I think Julia Roberts sided with his ex-wife during a court case at the time, a custody case, because at the time he was a bit of a full-on prick.
Mm.
But I think they're on good terms now.
The time?
Yeah.
Are you saying?
This was last week, by the way.
I was going to say, are you saying he's not a prick anymore? Or is it just when he plays Dr. Beck?
Well, he was channeling all that in Dr. Beck. I think it's like, I'm going to pick up the CD-ROM in my daughter's surgery. It's like, wait, does anyone even still use CD-ROMs anymore?
Who calls it a
CD-ROM?
Who calls it a
CD-ROM?
This
is the 2000s. Nothing uses a CD-ROM.
Yes.
But who says
CD-ROM? That to my clients sometimes. I have this MRI and it's on a CD-ROM. And you're like, no.
No. But who says CD-ROM?
I have no... They're old people. They think that CDs still work.
To be fair. The director of this movie was 80 years old when he wrote it.
I mean, look, we would have said CD-ROM like 20 years ago, but not like 5 years ago or whenever this movie came out.
I need a fax of her test results.
Oh, don't worry. They still use fax machines here.
I just always find it surprising, like Eric Roberts, and I keep forgetting this, that Eric Roberts' daughter is Emma Roberts.
Yeah, right.
It always just buzzes me out.
Diagnosis, massive bitch.
The mother's going to be like, well, I got the results of the test back. I definitely have...
I definitely have vaginal dryness or whatever the fuck that said.
Yeah. Someone does not come in a bag like that.
He got it special from his own doctor. Keep the gel away, please. I'm grossed out by it. Even the
This actually freaks me out because I'm allergic to penicillin. And he broke into the house again, because of course he did.
Just gonna keep dreaming of you, baby, until we finally reunite.
Oh my god.
He also pooped in the box, they didn't show that.
Oh, my penicillin is in here, Gwyneth Paltrow's head's in here in this box.
And her goop. I still don't know what that is, but
that's what the goop was, and he sealed the thing back up.
Makes perfect sense. What? He was eating dinner by himself all along?
He's kind of banned from that restaurant after the ninth time.
After the 100th time, they're just like, nope, we can't have this anymore.
After that last outburst, we're going to make you manager.
He only put penicillin in one pill.
And she just happened to take that one pill. Amazing.
Mom, you can't die. If I have to be in this movie, so do you.
Just wait until you see where this film goes, what he does. It's fucking insane. Wait, she can drive?
Yeah, because she's like 30 years old. She knows how to drive.
True. She's older than the mom.
I need to take my younger sister to the hospital.
Was this movie before Uber?
I think so.
I think it was 2015.
So Uber would have been, I mean, I could be completely and utterly wrong, so somebody will have to fact check, but I'm pretty, because Uber would have only just started around this time, I would say.
Yeah, when did Rideshare start? And also, why did that nurse inform him that that girl was at the hospital? That's a bit creepy.
Oh, doctor, the girl you've been stalking has arrived.
Yeah, right?
Allegedly.
Wait, so Uber was founded March 2009.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think
that's just
it launched its first ride in 2010, so you'd think maybe they would have had ride shares in 2015.
That looks like they sort of started off.
Hmm.
And then they came back with a vengeance a few years later. Doctor, are you going to check all these other patients, or are you just going to keep oogling the girl you're stalking?
And he just happens to show up.
I like just like the look on Eric Roberts' face. That is the look of somebody who's like very smug and swamp.
What if he's just misunderstood? What if everyone's just overreacting with him?
That is true.
I'm going to have this fireman person in slow motion.
Not so far.
Not bad. Surprisingly.
They only get better. And they only get better.
Wait a bit. That bird fireman wasn't Steve Austin? Oh, my hell. I legit, like, with burst... was crying during Dark Side of the Ring where he likes it. Oh, man. Where he just literally just said that out loud. I'm like, oh, he really does say it.
I mean, it was a very serious episode of Dark Side of the Ring, but when he goes, oh, man, you're like,
speaking of Dark Side of the Ring, did you guys watch the Nick Gage episode yet?
Yes.
Yes. That was... I thought I was scared of the late... I thought I was scared of the late, great New Jack. I'm, like, now terrified of Nick Gage.
Yep.
Nick Gage is a shark. You can't blame the shark.
Look back here. I just want to chloroform you.
I think she just watched the Nick Gage episode. She's trying to escape having a light tube glass match thing. That was freaky.
Crazy.
This escalated quickly.
Mm-hmm. He like I said, this movie really goes insane. It's gone from he's just mildly stalking her to now I've got to fucking kidnap her now. Like, well, I tried the chloroform.
I tried to do it the easy way. Now I have to do it the hard way. And bam, right into the wheel. And she's fine.
Yep. A car accident sent her to him, and now he's going to do it again. Slow-mo!
You're not leaving this movie!
If you think you know where this movie's going, you don't.
Mom, I left you free messages. I mean, sorry, my daughter, I left you free messages.
And meanwhile, the dad's still obsessed with the boyfriend.
Sophie, I need you to come back because your grandfather's getting ill again.
Yep. But it goes somewhere, this movie.
Oh no, she got burned in a fire.
Her car.
How to get burned?
Oh wait, she was 18, so it's okay. It's all legal. Okay. She's of consenting age. And Eric Roberts is like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get high now.
So So
he's just waiting for like.
Yep.
Oh.
He's put her in a hospital gown, tied her to the bed, faked her death. Yep, this movie went there.
Baby, I want you to wear something sexy. I want you to wear that hospital gown.
Well, it allows easy access.
And you don't have to wear any underwear with that gown. I apologize. I'm making this even more creepy.
I don't like wearing hospital gowns.
So anyway, yeah.
So why is there a giant was there a giant golden bullet on his table right over there?
Maybe it's really his butt plug.
It's pretty big.
I don't know what he plans to do to her.
It's right there. What is that?
I don't know.
He changed her. Oh, wait, there's two of them. He changed her passport to his last name. Wow.
Yep.
We're not officially married yet, but very soon.
So the only way he can be with a woman is by kidnapping her and tying her up. I'm actually convinced that Fred Durst saw this movie and took some cues from it with The Fanatic.
I would not be surprised.
Mm.
No, keep away from me, Eric.
Dramatic music.
Well, he tried the dating apps first. He tried to be a nice guy.
Look, he tried. He offered them his house in Mexico.
I want to see, like, even though there's, like, three more sequels after this movie, I want to see a Dr. Beck prequel series. I want to see what led him for, like, all of his life leading up to this moment. Dr. Beck, I don't know what age he is. I'm assuming the character, not Eric Roberts himself, is probably 50s, I would say.
Yeah.
So what was he doing for the first 30, 40 years of his life that made him basically turn
and
into an
and in the pre...
Yeah, the scary thing, this probably is not the first time he's done this.
No, right?
Oh, no.
But in the prequel series, he has to play himself like 30 years younger.
Exactly. It needs to be like a 13-year-old Dr. Arthur Beck, but it's still Eric Roberts' age now. And then he have his cap on backwards with a skateboard going up to other teenagers like, hello, fellow kids.
Or they could just get James Franco at this point.
Oh, geez.
Isn't he cancelled?
We could uncancel him for this prequel series. It was the role that James Franco was born to play, a creep.
I love how he's just, like, planning to move now.
I'm just going to pack up everything and move away with my child bride.
You've got surgery in, like, 5 minutes, Doctor. Yeah, I'm out of here.
Fuck,
I could die today.
The parents don't seem too cut up about it either.
That is true.
The dad's going to turn around into a home theater.
Now that my older sister is dead, how am I supposed to help a grandpa now? But he still got the cane.
The one character that sort of makes me angry in this movie is the boyfriend. Get a fucking cast on your leg, you 12-year-old.
I swear he's about 3 years old. My 2-year-old nephew looks older than him.
Don't ask me why that's so funny, but it is.
Time to turn on my Sherlock Holmes hat and do some investigating.
No, I think it's more like, wait, who was a young investigator character?
I
can't think of what they were.
Oh, the Hardy Boys.
Oh, God.
He's one of the Hardley Boys. He's got a raging crow.
Yes, the Hardley Boys.
I got a raging crow. Oh, it's pointing over there.
I think I was thinking of, like, Harriet the Spy or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Like, you know, little kid. The mum just doesn't care. She's like, my daughter's dead, all right?
Even though she had the body of a 50-year-old man, that was my daughter.
And even though the dad looks like a grandpa.
I think that's not actually an actor. That's just a corpse they were just carrying
around. She's providing the husband with, like, weird shit. Weird evidence. And he's like, yeah, so what? Dr. Beck is an angel, okay?
If he wants to date our daughter, we should let him.
He's 18.
That is true. She's of legal age.
I like this slacker who texts when he drives.
And we should have, and people think, like, someone as old as Eric Roberts should have been dating someone like Sophie. It's like, to be fair, Sophie's dating a 12-year-old, so.
To be fair. Oh, God, the dad is the worst.
He is literally the real villain of this whole movie.
He really is. He's horrible.
How can he do that to his two grandchildren?
I don't know.
I haven't seen that in Lifetime movies. But I have to say, like, it's going to be hard to top the Stalked by My Doctor franchise.
Yeah, there's unless no top like in this.
Unless it's like those unauthorized biography ones, you know, like, say, by the Bell at the Corey's and stuff
that. They are always entertaining for all the wrong reasons.
Indeed. Now, hold still. I'm going to put your hand in this warm bottle, of water.
No, he's going to give her a sponge bath.
Yep.
With his mouth.
No.
Okay, not with his mouth. That's a bit gross.
That was too far, Marcy. Oh, no!
Where's my Eric Roberts sponge bath?
You can do that. He can do that for you when you pay him $90 on Cameo.
Oh, I will. I'm saving up for an Eric Roberts cameo.
How much does he charge on Cameo? I'm just curious.
It is $90.
$90?
Hmm.
I was, like, really surprised by that, because I thought he'd be a lot more, but no, compared to everyone else, he's, like, $90.
I'm saving up. I want one.
He's probably, like, gets a lot of people. It's like, I'll just put it down that low, and I get even more money
I've seen his cameos, and he actually puts effort into them. They're not shit, either. It's a real job to him, damn it.
It's like making 1 minute movies for even more money. I could star in another 100 in this year alone.
I'm gonna request a cameo, and he has to be in character as Dr. Beck.
Yes,
I'll be like, I'll throw in an extra tenner if you do it.
Wait, you just want him to flip out?
Yes. I want it to be like, hello, Marcy. Do you want to move in with me to my? That's not how he talks, but whatever. Do you want to move in to my Mexican mansion?
Marcy, I am a doctor, and I wanted to wish you a happy birthday!
Well, that's the thing, though. I honestly think that Eric Roberts and Danny Trejo must be in a competition who could star in the most movies in 1 year.
They got nothing else to do. Why not?
Exactly.
Check his marijuana dead. She's in there.
He does a lot of things in that den.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? He's gonna unfriend them now.
I know, as you look in that box, that's where Mickey Rourke's previous faces were.
Wow.
I apologize to Mickey Rourke because I should have made that joke because he'll come and fight me next.
He probably will punch you in the face. To be fair.
He'll punch my face so hard that it'll start looking like his current face.
Although, if you do want to watch a really good movie starring Eric Roberts and Mickey Rourke, watch The Pope of Greenwich Village.
Such a long time ago, that movie.
That was 9 episodes ago.
People also forget that Eric Roberts is also an Academy Award nominated actor.
For Runaway Train.
Yeah, Best Supporting Actor he was nominated
good
for.
Good movie that too.
That was a long time ago.
Mm.
Indeed. That was like at least 500 movies ago.
It was, to be fair. I'm pretty sure what they need to do is we need like the theatrical release of Stalked by My Doctor 6. Then he can get an Oscar for Best Actor.
Indeed.
I won't accept anything less.
Well, since he's played Dr. Beck again recently, played Dr. Beck recently in another movie, I'm going to be like, we need to campaign him for an Emmy this year.
He needs all the Emmys.
We need a crossover where he goes to a doctor's conference with Dr. Herbert West.
Yes! I've accidentally killed my girlfriend that is not my girlfriend. I just stalked her and she's 17. Can you bring her back to life?
I can help with that.
This house must have been just built, because there literally is no road. It's all just dirt. And no garage, nothing.
It's real house!
I have no idea.
The pink shirt he's wearing. Gotta get out of these straps!
What the hell? Is he giving her, like,
50
food?
Yes. Make me hungry.
Yeah, I want my lunch.
I still want KFC from last week, damn it.
Oh, I know, right? I wish he bought a KFC.
50 Shades of Eric Roberts.
Oh, he's making a mashed potatoes. I want to be kidnapped and imprisoned by Eric Roberts so I can get mashed potatoes.
That's the box quote right there, Marcy.
The funny thing, Marcy, is like, if you were like Dr. Beck's latest victim, he'd be the one to like terrify. It's like, this woman's like, is more obsessed with me than I ever with her.
Yeah, it would be. He'd be tied to my bed. No. My bed doesn't have bedposts, so I can't do that.
Oh, Eric Roberts. I'll say this, though, with this movie. And it's funny, though, for a movie that's a Lifetime movie, this is probably one of the more better-made movies that we've seen so far for Tubi Tuesdays.
It's still insane.
It's a movie-like product. Let's put it that way.
It's a movie-like product.
Yes.
Thoughts?
They should re-release... They should re-release this movie in cinemas.
Yes.
It's a double feature with The Fanatic. No!
This is so gross.
No! I know she's pretending, but still.
Yeah.
She's probably like recoiling inside, like... Bleh.
Even he's questioning, like, why she's changed her mind. She's not a very good actor.
Damn it, Sophie, I'm a doctor, not a mind reader.
He's a stalker, not a doctor.
Doctor Stalker.
Doctor
Stalker. I'm surprised they didn't just call the movie that.
Doctor Stalker. From the Asylum. It's the knockoff of these movies.
Oh yes. And they'll still star Eric Roberts.
They should make another sequel, like a sixth film. But this one goes even further, becoming a fantasy with Eric Roberts Beck. I mean, Dr. Beck is in a fantasy world, and they should call it Jack and the Beanstalker.
Oh my god.
Oh, file that.
I'm putting a copyright on that.
God Bayo is in the Asylum knockoff series.
Yes! Only if it's, oh wait, I don't know what Scott Baio doing these days.
Yelling at liberals on Twitter.
Yeah.
And now punch him in the face!
Oh, he's untying her. It looks like he's tied her up with his black ties he doesn't use.
Ah! Oh, he was quick on that.
He's not
Dr. Beck ain't no Dr. Beck ain't no dummy. You can't hate me, I'm Eric Roberts.
Need you mashed potatoes.
I want my mashed potatoes.
I worked for them for 20 minutes. I put sour cream and the garlic in them.
He's so sad. Like it when...
I like when Eric Roberts like gets emotional. He looks like even more smugly than usual.
Smugly.
Yeah.
Smugly.
I love his breakdown. It's like, why can't I have someone to love me? Because you ask them to move in with you after you meet them for 1 minute? Maybe? I mean,
and acting.
His character is the very definition of an incel. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, obviously. This movie was ahead of its time.
It was.
You want to stab me? I'll stab me.
See, now I wish he kind of took off her arms and legs, because we could have had a sequel to Boxing Helena.
Wasn't in the budget.
They couldn't green screen them out.
I should have put the green screen on the arms and legs anyway, but just left them in the movie, so you just see green arms and legs.
Wait.
Get ready for surgery.
What surgery is he going to do? Is he going to take off her arms and legs?
Probably.
That's what he said.
For reals?
He should do like an Addie Wilkes and just hobble up. Not that I'm condoning that, but I'm thinking like if he was that psycho, that's probably what he would do.
Where's the Dr. Beck team up with Annie Wilkes?
Yes. My favorite cliche in any movie that has a doctor is like the doctors carry around like a briefcase with all their medical gear.
Seriously, no one's made a Gerald's Game joke yet?
Oh.
I did. I was thinking that earlier, but I thought I'm going to leave that to Batch. Because I know he'll be the first one to say it. Yeah, yeah, but you
I don't want to think about so Gerald's Game right now.
No degloving in this scene, unfortunately.
Don't say that! It's gross! What did she hit him with, a lamp?
Yes.
I was going to say, where'd she get shoes?
The back of my shoes. Too big for your feet.
She gets her shoes, but she keeps the gown on.
Oh, knee to the balls.
There you go.
And he's got his now golf clubs there for some reason. Now, do you actually feel sorry for Dr. Beck, or do you want him to, like, get the girl?
I don't know.
Carmelo Colin B.
I find it weird that you end up sympathizing more with his character, and he's not the one you should...
He just wants to be loved!
Because I feel like the victim character is just so annoying.
It's all the victim's fault, Marcy. We're victim blaming here.
No, I mean, she has every right to do everything. I'm just saying, they don't make her that likable.
So is she going to shop at her own lake?
Yep.
She's a ghost.
Sophie, we thought you were dead. I was.
They took her to Pet Cemetery.
Nah, don't go down there with that dead body now, Doc Eric Roberts. You know, not going to like that down there.
We've kind of already turned your room into a gym.
Your boyfriend's now living with us now.
They needed to adopt a new child.
Yes.
He's learned not to text and drive.
We decided to adopt this 12-year-old boyfriend.
Does she know that she's dead?
No.
See, this could have been a sequel to I Know He Killed Me.
My friend died.
It's a bit of a lame, funeral wake thing.
Yeah, you've all been punked. I'm alive.
You didn't even bother to go looking for me?
You'd think there would have been dental records or something from the burnt crisp body.
Now the dad's going to be pissed. Now the dad's going to be pissed. It's like, shit, we spent all this money on this funeral. We can't get the deposit back.
God damn it.
Now we got to change our gym back into a room.
You can't return a Peloton.
My boyfriend's like, now I've got a girlfriend who's age appropriate. 12 years old, like me.
He's still got the cane.
He still has his cane.
This movie doesn't establish how much time has passed either.
What is that? Quarter! He doesn't need the cane anymore.
Some broken leg. For
he's like sitting there going, he's like hugging her and being like, I think I broke my leg again.
He was faking it the whole time.
Trying to get sympathy votes.
Yes.
And the dad's like, good work, son. Now I'm going to kiss my daughter. Oh, wait, my wife.
Guy in the back is like, fuck, I have to take the day off for this.
Dramatic music.
Rubber.
We found the body of a 9-iron on the floor.
We found a room with 40 pop lamps.
At the club.
And a giant teddy bear.
I like to say that I was a club that was on the floor, not a 9-iron. And now my joke is complete. But we found used gloves. Ew. Meanwhile, in Mexico, or a place or a backlot in LA that's made to look like Mexico.
Down in Mexico. And true story, Sophie and her mum and dad return in the third movie.
Mm-hmm.
The story continues.
That's the thing, though. Did they realize they were going to make more, or was this going to be like they're just going to leave it open-ended, and then this movie was so successful, they're like, we need to make more, because they literally made the other three movies literally year after year.
Yeah. And
I suppose being that his lifetime, they probably shot him in 1 week.
Yeah. And that's the end of the film with Dr. Beck getting away to Mexico.
Yeah. Well, what'd you think, Kirsten?
It was actually kind of decent, surprisingly. And you've got me hooked.
Yes. <Seriously?
laughs> Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wait till you see the sequel.
Mission
Just
accomplished.
Wait till you see the sequels.
Coming for my pick, Stalked by My Doctor, The Return next month or whenever it is.
Hopefully it's on Tubi by then too. So we're going to write the Tubi. It's like, dear Tubi, you got the first movie up there. We want all the sequels on Tubi right now.
Yes, exactly.
And if you could just finance Stalked by My Doctor meets Mecha Shark, then yes, that would be great too.
Yep. Lifetime and Asylum team up already.
Falls in love with a dolphin.
And it could be titled Stalked by My Mega Shark.
I don't know where what he's going to do to the blowhole.
Ew!
Oh.
You knew that joke was coming.
Why you gotta make it dirty? He just wants to be loved.
Marcy, to quote you multiple times throughout this entire series, I'm scared.
Yes. Well, that was Stalked by My Doctor, and I mean, as silly and as outrageous as that film is, it is probably up a tier in terms of quality for what we've watched for this podcast.
What does Lifetime movie in general, really?
Yeah. It's definitely up a tier.
Yeah, because, like, it's an obvious, like, Lifetime make a lot of movies about stalkers all the time, but there's something special about this one, given that you got Eric Roberts in the lead, just doing his most Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
Him having a lot of fun, and then realize that Dr. Beck as a character is so, so fun as a character, and so slimy and gross that it's like, let's make, like, multiple sequels with this character.
Yeah, and the sequel, I think, it breaks the fourth wall as well.
Yep. They become more self-aware as they go along.
Now I can't wait to watch the fourth and fifth one.
Yes.
My favourite series ever.
But yeah, that's the end of this episode of Tubi Tuesdays. We hope all our listeners enjoyed this one too.
And thank you to our special first-time guest, or first-time ever on a podcast. Woo!
Thanks, guys.
I hope it was fun.
It was very fun.
I'm sorry for all my inappropriate comments. My head lives in the gutter.
That's okay. That's the way we are over here, too.
And I hope this podcast hasn't terrified you too much that you'd be like, I never want a podcast ever again.
No, actually, I'm good. Surprisingly.
She's going to be ready to come back next week. But it is Bede's pick next week. That's a dangerous one.
I'm excited for the next episode because I have picked quite an insane doozy of a film for the next episode. I won't say what it is, but be prepared.
I'm scared already.
I'm still waiting for my pick.
Damn it, Craven.
You don't get a pick. You're not on this show. This is not Webtails.
Damn it, Craven.
Okay.
Get out of here.
And on Eric Roberts behind you guys is like, Craven.
The tenth one is Stalked by Craven.
Yes.
Another.
So Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
As per usual, you can find our base of operations at supermarcy.com. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thesupernetwork, and you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/thesupernetworkgroup. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. And you can follow the Super Network on Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. We are also on Instagram at the.super.network and TikTok at the Super Network. And of course, if you want exclusive early access and occasional video podcasts for Tubi Tuesdays, you can join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And you can subscribe to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on all top podcasting platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. Bede, what about you?
Well, if people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/ BeJuan or my personal writer's page at Facebook at facebook.com/terribleaussie. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermastery.com with reviews, columns and whatnot. And there's a lot of good stuff that's on there at the moment. And as well as I've got some stuff that I'm working on at the moment that will be on there very soon. So keep a lookout for all of them.
Yes, indeed. And Batch.
You can find me every Tuesday over at WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, where Mark Chevalier and I recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. You can find me on my socials on the Twitter machine at Multiverse5. That's Multiverse F-I-V-E. And you can find me on the Instagram at Multiverse5. That's Multiverse number 5.
And I think that's a wrap.
It is. That's a wrap for this episode of To Be Tuesdays.
And with that, we'll bid you all farewell. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I've been Super, Bede's been terrible, and Batch and Kirsten have had Eric Roberts behind them the whole time.
See you.
Bye.
See you, everyone. Bye.
I don't want you stalking anyone tonight.
Oh, okay. Have it your own way, Marge. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going outside to stalk Lenny and Carol.
I haven't heard from my boyfriend, and I'm kind of worried about him.
You need a new boyfriend.
Ryan said that you tortured him.
He swung his cane at me in my front yard, tried to kill me.
How's this feel?
I don't want you as her doctor. Thank you for operating on her heart, but you need to stay away from her.
I can't wait to be away from her.
You'll be free soon enough. Stupid bitch.
I am a doctor!
Listen, I know where Dr. Beck lives and I'm going over there.
We need to talk to you.
Yeah, can we come in?
No. Get ready for surgery.
I gave you your wife.
And I can just as easily take it away.
I can reach in that chest of yours and make that heart do anything I want it to.
I'm ready now. Is this going to hurt?
A little.
You can't just leave me here. You're a doctor.
I'm off the clock.